Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring Venus retrograde and what we can expect from this energy over the next few weeks. You're likely familiar with Mercury retrograde. I mean, it's hard not to be, right? We experience it 3 times a year, and for many of us, communication, tech, and travel get sent into a tailspin. If you're an avid listener of this podcast, you'll know that I always encourage you to focus on the silver lining of a Mercury retrograde, the increased intuition, the deep connection to psychic awareness, and the opportunity to reflect and enhance communication with yourself. It's vital that we look at Venus retrograde in the same vein. Unlike Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde happens every 18 months. So the last time we experienced a Venus retrograde was in October and November of 2018. That particular retrograde took place in the signs of Scorpio and Libra. This retrograde is taking place in the sign of Gemini. I'll unpack all of that a little further for you soon, but first let's look at Venus as a planet. Venus, the goddess of love, is often touted as the planet of love, but she's actually so much more than that. The function of Venus is to find harmony, balance, and peace, and it seeks this through love, beauty, art, money, and that which is valuable. On a personal level, Venus is definitely synonymous with love, but mostly how love pertains to the ego, i.e. how you merge in a relationship, as well as the qualities you look for in a partner and what you can expect in return. Venus rules the signs of Taurus and Libra, and the energy of both of these signs can be felt through Venus. The slowing down and appreciation of the finer things in life, aka Taurus, and the seeker of harmony and balance, aka Libra. In saying that, if your sun, moon, or ascendant is in Taurus or Libra, you will likely feel the energy of this Venus retrograde a little more than the rest of us. Retrogrades happen as Earth is passing or being passed by other planets. It is absolutely not going backwards in the sky, which is a little bit of a misconception with a retrograde. So planets always revolve around the sun through the zodiac. But when they're in retrograde, it just gives the illusion of the planet moving backwards due to the relative difference of speed. It's kind of like when you're on a train and your train is at a standstill and another train goes past really fast, you feel like you're going backwards, but you guys haven't actually moved at all. I find that example probably the easiest one to relate to. Not that I've been on a train for a while, so maybe it's not, but you'll figure it out. Okay, so even though it's not going backwards, we still feel the energy as if it is. It's almost like a slowing down of the energy, because what's happening is the energy behind the planet is actually becoming dormant for a period of time. During Venus retrograde, it comes closer to Earth than the Sun. So the planet Venus is coming closer to the Earth than the Sun. This also happens with Mercury and Mars when they're in retrograde. And this is why we can feel these retrogrades so personally, so deeply. This year's Venus retrograde takes place from May 13 until June 25th. And as I said earlier, it's taking place in the sign of Gemini, the flirty, witty communicator of the zodiac. So if you are a Gemini sun, moon, or ascendant, or you have Gemini and Venus, you're also going to feel this retrograde. I am 3 of those things. I am a Gemini sun, a Gemini rising, and have my Venus in Gemini. So I'm going to feel this baby real good. So because Venus retrograde is taking place in Gemini, let communication be your guide through this celestial disruption. Speak your truth and listen for honest answers. Tune into your own internal communications. Speak kindly, truthfully, and peacefully to your heart. It's likely that relationship stuff will surface during this retrograde. And don't let this instill fear in you. Instead, be like Gemini and get curious. Is it time to reevaluate your love life? Where is the value in the love you give and receive? What are you learning about love through your experiences? Are there patterns playing out that you're missing or choosing to ignore? If you're single, this is the perfect time to reflect on what it is you want to create in your next relationship. What does your heart desire? What love can you create within yourself during Venus retrograde so that when it's over, you can emerge a vibrant and fulfilled love magnet? Because here's the thing about retrogrades. They are not a time to take action. They are a time for reflection, a time to go within. Retrogrades are also notorious for bringing up old shit. And yes, because this is Venus we're talking about, it's likely to be past relationships. This could mean ex-lovers literally swanning back into your life, or it could be old love stories and lessons resurfacing. Either way, your instructions are not to act. Instead, observe, reflect, and restore. Because Venus is in Gemini, if past relationship stuff does come back, look at the communication taking place. Are you being clear? Are you being heard? And are you receiving clearly? Astrologers warn not to enter into new relationships during a Venus retrograde. I wish not to be so dogmatic here. Of course, if you fall in love between now and June 25, it still has a chance of becoming something glorious. But just be mindful of what's being shown to you. And again, ensure that there is clear communication taking place. The same astrologers also warn not to end a relationship during a Venus retrograde. Again, I'm not so sure this is a blanket rule. If it's time to end a relationship, of course do it. However, just observe if the cause of the shakeup has occurred while Venus was in retrograde, or if it's been something that's a long time coming. If it's the latter, go for it, absolutely. But if it's the former, perhaps wait until Venus is moving forward again. One more thing about love and Venus retrograde. It's not always going to be your ex-lovers coming back into your life. Sometimes you're going to be that ex-lover. So if you start feeling nostalgic, get inundated with love-fueled memories and get tempted to pick up your phone, take a beat, roughly until the retrograde is over, the very least sleep on it, and then see whether it's really what you want. Like I said earlier, this retrograde is inviting you to reflect so that you can emerge restored and revitalized. On a personal note, I have spent the last 6 months pouring all of my time and energy into writing my next book. And as I emerge on the other side of that deadline, I feel depleted of creativity, motivation, beauty, and in some ways, self-love and self-care. So I'm going to be spending Venus retrograde filling back up, journaling and reflecting on how I feel and how I desire to feel. I want to increase the frequency of my personal vibration by immersing myself in things that bring me joy and that I love, and really taking extra time to give myself some much needed attention. You might consider doing the same. It's a good time to look at your own love story and perhaps write yourself a new one. Find closure within yourself in any relationships where the loop has not been closed. FYI, this doesn't mean calling the person and demanding closure. It's about finding closure on your own accord. Perhaps it's forgiveness that's needed for both you and for yourself. I cannot stress this enough. Venus retrograde is not about moving forward. It's about going within, addressing what was ignored in the past and closing the loop on it. I've spoken a lot about love and relationships, but can you apply these principles to Venus's other traits of beauty, art, and money? Perhaps there is a new money story that needs to be addressed. Old money habits that need to be put to bed. How do you view beauty, and do you see beauty within yourself? So, as a refresher, retrogrades in general ask you to slow down, go within, and self-reflect. Venus retrograde may bring to light old love and relationship stuff that is ready to be cleaned up and cleared out. If past lovers resurface or you feel the urge to reach out, instead ask yourself, what do I need and how can I fulfill this within myself? Am I looking for closure? Can I find it within myself? And lastly, because this retrograde is taking place in Gemini, ask yourself, am I being heard? Am I listening? And am I speaking my truth? This also goes for the way you're speaking to yourself. If you would like to really embody the energy of Venus retrograde, I've just uploaded a Venus retrograde yin yoga class to the Lunar Lover membership. If you'd like to become a Lunar Lover member, simply hit the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Next week, we welcome the new moon in Gemini. I'm so excited. It is my new moon, and Lunar Lover members will receive a yin class in line with the new moon energy, a guided meditation, access to an online new moon circle, and of course, their new moon journal prompts. If you enjoyed this episode and learning all about Venus in retrograde, please take a screenshot on your phone and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. It means so much to me when you do, and it also helps your friends get in on this celestial energy. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.